WE4, 1977. Sculptor Bernard Kirschenbaum. He was born in 1924 in New York City. From 1952 until 1967, he worked as an architect designing buildings and later domes. Other sculptors like Heinz Max and Mac Bill were also architects. Why do you think architects gravitate toward making large-scale outdoor sculpture? It was not until 1966 that he began to work as a sculptor. His first works echoed basic architectural shapes, but later the environment became important. Drawing is an important and integral part of his work. Explore this 7-foot in diameter and 8-inch deep stainless steel work. As you walk around it, you will see the side view becomes almost slice-like. The artist is interested in line and basic geometric form and exploring the relationship of these forms to the environment. Notice how the circle creates orbits for two smaller triangular elements riding outside and inside the circle. Notice the triangles have curved sides. Try to imagine these curved edges of the triangles as partial edges of circles rising above and below the positive circle. How is this piece influenced by the environment? The stainless steel reflects all the surrounding land, trees, and pond. Feel the different textures. Which is more reflective? Not all stainless steel is highly polished. Twist for Max, made in 1964, is another sculpture by Kirschenbaum that is found directly south near the water. Hundreds of rectangles of aluminum were bolted together to make this 20-foot-tall sculpture with a central core of aluminum tubing for stability. He used early computer designs to dictate how each rectangular plate would be angled and twisted. This sculpture certainly has a sense of movement.